Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Idiot Sandwich. This week's sandwich is, it's still got bread, you know, because it's a sandwich. For sure, it's bread. But this sandwich has a slice of pizza in the middle. Sandwich.
Sandwich?
Well, I've got a beaded curtain when it's still, it looks like Jesus. Much of a believer, but I dig the way it looks. So don't you try to tell me about souls and second comings, the first of which of mine is filthy from all the time it took to make my own religion, crashing in my best friend's living room.
I guess, like, I was thinking, like, pizza sort of like if you put pizza on a sandwich, it's like bread and then sandwich stuff, but I guess it's not really a sandwich because it's not, like, two pieces. Anyway. Whatever, man. This is Idiot Sandwich. I'm Brent.
And I'm Pat.
That's Pat.
It's Pat.
All right. Anyway, I don't know. What you got, Pat?
Well, as people probably know, classes have started. Is this the second week of classes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the second
Why week. Do I know that? Huh? I'm graduated. Like, I'm not even taking classes.
Yeah. Classes are going, and it's been fun. I'm in an advanced photography. I'm sure I've mentioned this before. I'm in an advanced photography class, and it's very interesting because I have been a TV production major for a while. For four years now. And
I actually didn't know you were taking a photography class. I don't know any of the classes you're taking.
It's a lot of what I expected to be taking, but yeah, I took a photography class for my minor, which is film studies. And the first time around, I was really skeptical on whether I'd be good at it. Like, I know a couple of photographers, so I would never describe myself as one. And when I was in this class, I certainly didn't feel like one because everyone else in there was an art major.
Yeah.
Everyone else in the class was an art major. And it's the same this year, except for one person.
Mm-hmm.
There are two people in our class that are not art majors, and we are both TV production majors. And I know this guy, but first year photography, whoo!
Yeah.
Whole new ball game.
Yeah.
Like, it was full of people that had, like, artistic visions and knew what they were saying with their art and knew the subtleties about, like, if I put this thing in here this way,
yeah,
it's going to say this thing.
And Pat was like, that's a door.
Yeah, and I was like, that looks like a door. Yeah. And so my art naturally didn't go super deep. Like, my art is pretty, I don't want to say surface level, but the way I do it is I like to do a lot of Photoshop thing with it. So, like, my initial artistic rendering is normal photo, and then when it's done, very heavily Photoshopped photo. Like, I think one of my best sets from the first photography class was whenever we were doing something called surrealism, where I just made stuff look weird. I put extra fingers on people's hands. I took people's faces off. I made one person a light bulb.
Yeah.
Like, I like making stuff weird with Photoshop. People have seen my Photoshops for the podcast.
Oh, yeah, so, that's yeah. All we do.
I like making things that are funny because a lot of people are under the impression that art should challenge you, which I agree with. I just don't want my art to do that. My art is a reflection of me.
He wants his art to make you feel mentally challenged.
Yeah, exactly. I want my art to drop you a couple IQs. That's pretty much my goal here. But no, I like, first year was just me totally out of my depth. I knew how to use Photoshop better than most of the people in the class, but it was still just like, in terms of an artist statement, don't know what I'm saying at all.
Right.
I'm trying to make people laugh. Which on a level was cool, but then it got to the point where my teacher was like, you should do something different. And I was like, this is all I know.
Comedy's art.
I was like, you haven't assigned us any readings. I don't know what to do. Do you have any recommendations?
Right.
And then eventually, like, I came up with something. And then this semester has started off and she's just like, cool, do this reading, get inspired from it. And it's a different teacher. So I'm just like, cool. Don't have a read. I just went in there and started Photoshopping stuff. Immediately started Photoshopping stuff. And it's gone pretty well so far.
Cool.
Yeah. The other TV production major likes it. And then everyone else in there is an art major.
They're all tolerating it.
They're all tolerating it. I'm looking forward to when we do art critiques, and I'm just like, if this doesn't make you laugh, you're wrong.
Yeah. Yeah,
for sure. My art is funny, and I will not have anyone say anything other. I'm not saying anything bad about this person I'm about to talk about, because I don't know anything bad about him, but he came in wearing the, you remember that Kanye West album, like, the Something of Pablo? I don't know what it's called.
I don't know it.
It doesn't matter. This guy had a Kanye West t-shirt called From the Life of Pablo Tour, which is an album he released.
Yeah.
And those shirts cost like $70.
That makes sense.
It makes sense, but it's like...
Well, it adds up that Kanye's shirts would cost that much, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
But that's like if you're buying them from his shit. If you're just like getting them off somebody else, you can get them for however I know.
Right.
I don't care. Regardless, it's very easy to tell if you walked into that room which one of these people is not like the other. And it's me.
Yeah. Right. Cool.
Yep. And then I'm taking a media enterprises course, which is just our teacher telling us, you're in the right. Yep. The United States is leading people in intangible goods. Yep.
Yeah, it's been weird for me because, like, I still live in this town, which is a college town, mm-hmm. and I'm graduated, and, like, I work with people who are still in college and taking classes, and, like, my coworker walked in the other day, and she was like, oh, how's your day been? And I was like, oh, you know, it's good. I just kind of woke up and came to work. How about you? And she said, oh, I only had one class today, so it was good. And I was like, oh, yeah, class.
People do that.
Yeah, so it's been weird, but, like, I'm still getting used to it because, like, classes started and my life didn't change, right?
Right, yeah.
So that's literally never happened in my entire life. But anyway, yeah.
What's also cool, funny is
I like not having class a lot.
Yeah. What's also like funny about that is our roommate also doesn't have school this semester.
Yeah.
Which took us both by surprise.
Yeah, we didn't know.
Didn't know about that until I think what? Last month?
Last week. Last week. That's what I found out.
He said, oh, by the way, I don't know if you know this.
I guess it was 2 weeks ago. It was before the semester started. So.
Yep. But it was still just like, oh, okay, cool. So I'm going to be the only one taking classes.
Yep, just you.
Cool. I'm the only student in this house, everybody. Oh, that's the sound of that AC unit.
It wasn't going whenever we started, so I didn't think to turn it off.
That's fair. Yep.
Anyway, yeah, so I've told stories about me going to the doctor before, and I've realized that, like, I like going to the doctor because, like, first of all, if I'm going to the doctor, it's because I have a problem and they are going to fix it, hopefully. But also, like, I get to talk about things that I don't usually get to talk about, which means I get to make new jokes. But when I make jokes to doctors, they don't like it.
why don't doctors like jokes? What's the deal there?
It's because, like, the self-depreciation thing whenever you're talking about a mental issue that you have, like, they don't love that. They're like, no, you can't, I can't encourage this. But it's like, oh, come on. So I'll go into depth a little bit more about that. Basically, I went to the doctor this past week because of anxiety and also migraines. So when I saw the doctor, my doctor happened to be training or teaching a nurse practitioner, or like a student basically. So the nurse practitioner is actually who came in and like asked me all the doctor questions, and then she filled in the doctor on it. Cause like she was learning. Right. So which is extra fun because she doesn't want to make any mistakes, and I am like just making her life hard. just because I'm making jokes, right? And so, like, she asked me a bunch of questions about my anxiety, whatever. And she then was like, oh, you're also here for migraines. And I was like, yeah, that hasn't been as big of an issue this summer. But, like, I've had a couple, and, like, I explained what happened. And I was like, so I don't know. I guess my brain just broke. And I said, I'm sorry. I'm just going to start that again. I said, yeah, I've had a couple. The migraines aren't as big of a deal as the anxiety this summer, but it's kind of been an issue. And I said, I don't know. Guess my brain just broke. And then she goes, no, that's not it at all. And I was like, yeah, I don't actually think that. Like, I'm just doing a joke. But anyway.
I'm just being funny, and you don't understand that.
You're just not laughing at my jokes. But, like, if she laughed at them, that would probably be, like, bad or something. I don't know. Anyway, I thought it was funny. Made me laugh. And then I had to get blood drawn, so, like, I went down to the lab, and there was a phlebotomist there.
What is a phlebotomist?
A person who draws blood.
Oh.
So, of course there was, right?
Sure, yeah. Of course. Why wouldn't there be?
There would be, because that's the person who's going to do the blood work, right? So, anyway, the phlebotomist was there, and, like, she tied off one of my arms like you do before you get your blood drawn.
Yeah, or do heroin.
Or do heroin, right?
Yeah. Those are the two most common uses.
Yeah, in this case, that is not what we were doing.
Okay.
But yes. Anyway, so she tied off my right arm, and then she was like looking and like feeling my arm, and she was like, I don't know, I can't. Let's try the other arm, see if we can find a vein. She tied off the other arm and was looking and feeling, and I said, oh, man, there's got to be blood in there somewhere, which actually did make her laugh. Like, she thought it was funny. Of course it did. And then she was like, oh, I just saw one pop up on the right arm. So she went back over. She took the band off of the left arm and went back over to the right arm. And then she stuck me, and it hurt so bad.
And then she stuck me.
It hurt so – like, I've had blood drawn a few times, and, like, it hurt. Like, I still have a bruise, man. Like, look at that. I still have a bruise.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, it really hurt. It's still a little sore. It was almost a week ago. So, like, yeah, I was like, wow, I told a good joke about the bottom of his life, and that's how she repays me. Anyway, that's pretty much the story of my doctor adventures. It was a good time. Taking medicine now. It's working. So, we're good.
That's good.
That's all I got.
I had a thing, and then I literally said, I'll tell it on the podcast, and I completely forgot.
It was about a call with John.
Call with John. Our buddy John Redmond, shout out to John, and Claire, shout out to Claire as well. They both listen to the podcast. At least that's what he tells me. They could be lying and just not tell me that. So I appreciate them being good friends. I don't know if I'm friends with Claire.
John has
Claire,
been.
Are we friends? Let me know in the comments.
Have you ever met Claire?
Yeah, I've met her once or twice, but almost exclusively when John was there.
Pat, where did you meet Claire?
Remember like the first year we came back for like, I think it might've been like Christmas break.
Uh-huh.
And we all went and hung over at his cousin's house.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's where I did too. But like, I
think there might've been one other time, but I don't know.
No, Pat, I just didn't know if you were there for that.
Yeah,
that's
I was there
where
for
I
that.
Was too. Yep. Anyway. Yeah. So we're good.
Yeah, we're good. Anyways, I haven't talked to John in a little bit. No reason in particular. We both just have our own stuff. And normally, unless it's an important thing, we don't normally get in contact with each other. So I'm just in the house, just going about my day. And John calls me out of the blue. Like, I just see, oh, John Redcorn is calling me on my phone. And I didn't understand why. And so I pick it up and he's just like, hey, Pat, got a question for you. I'm at Taroni's. Do you have a sister that plays tennis? I was like, funny you should ask, John. No, I don't. And he's like, oh, no, wait, I misheard the question. My mom is curious if you have a sister at Tennyson. I was like, also no to that one, too. And then he said, oh, no, other correction. And at this point, I don't know for sure what John was asking me. I just know John is asking me about a sister, and I guarantee the qualifications do not match my sister. So I just say no. And then immediately after I answer the question, I was like, how you doing, bud? And then we just got into a long conversation that turned into me and John texting afterwards about like what he's doing and what I'm doing. And boy, oh boy, is it nice to see what a computer science major looks like when they're successful.
Yeah.
Because I used to be one and it's not. But yeah, he's doing pretty good. It's just weird.
No, I got lunch with John a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
and
he's the best.
John, dude, salt of the earth.
Him. I love that phrase because every time we use it, we don't describe someone that is salt of the earth.
Yeah, we do. John salt of the earth.
To be fair, I'm not entirely sure what that phrase means.
Imagine John Redman.
Okay, there we go. So that's what it means.
He's salt of the earth, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, cool. Got it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's always him and J.D. Hall.
Salt of the earth.
Salt of the earth, guys.
J.D. is a national treasure.
I don't know if you all know J.D. You don't.
But he's a treasure.
He is honestly one of the best people I know.
Which is funny, because, like, I don't know, you know?
What do you mean, I don't know?
I don't know.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
What is your favorite JD moment?
Oh, I don't know, man.
This is going to be a very unrelatable segment for the rest of you. Tell it.
I don't know if I can think of anything off the top of my head.
I don't have a moment right now, but one of my favorite things about him is that he looks like a young Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Let me throw you one way back from JD, okay? So JD, like, in high school, and I've known JD for a long time. Like, I'm pretty sure I went to preschool with JD. But anyway, I didn't know him that well. And in high school, he just seemed like a pretty quiet guy, you know? And he played trumpet in band.
Mm-hmm.
And he,
he was second chair.
I think this was, like, freshman or sophomore year, but, like, not a very outspoken person. Like, still not a very outspoken person, right? But he's the kind of guy who will make the quietest jokes under his breath in a group of people, but you gotta hear him because they're so funny. You gotta hear him.
He undercuts all the time.
They're always so good. And it's like he's the type of guy that, like, the stuff he says doesn't even have to be that funny because it used to just be so shocking that it was coming out of JD, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could remember exactly how this story went because I wasn't actually there. Like, this is sort of a secondhand story. But, the trumpet section was like their section leader's birthday was coming up. Or it was her birthday or something. And they were talking about all this stuff. They're like, oh, Kendra, what do you want for your birthday? And blah, blah, blah. Like, what are we going to do? Like, let's go get some cupcakes or whatever. And she was like, yeah, cupcakes would be cool. And then we can all, you know, have some stuff. And JD, like, I'm pretty sure only one person heard him say this. But just under his breath, he goes, oh, so should we cancel the black dick-shaped cake? And it's just like, it's just because it was JD. Like, it's a good joke for sure, but it's just like, especially, whoa. And it was like, at the time, nobody knew that was JD, you know? Like, we know now.
Yeah.
We know what a deviant JD is, right? But,
oh, he's a huge deviant. Salt of the Earth.
Salt of the Earth. Amazing guy.
Amazing guy.
Anyway, so yeah.
Yep.
That's a classic one.
One of my favorite moments with JD is probably the creation of the math checks out.
Yeah, that was one of our classic, like, brothel inside jokes.
One of our classic inside jokes. The two things I remember most about JD from the brothel, the math checks out and when we did the dumb guy laugh. You stick your tongue kind of out on your lower lip. You smile and you just nod your head back and forth and squint your eyes.
Yeah, and then whenever you get like two to four people doing it together, it just sounds amazing. Really crazy. Yeah.
But the math checks out. I don't remember how it originated, but JD is a physics major.
Yeah.
So math, obviously.
Lots of it.
Lots of it. And it
started, he's good at math.
He's good at math.
He's great at math.
And when it started out, did the math check out thing, we were legitimately asking math questions.
Sort of.
Sort of. We would ask him, like, what's this times this in case of, like, figuring out, like, I'd ask him on, like,
or we would just be, like, talking about something and they're having math and be like, JD, is that right? Like, you would know your math or whatever.
And then innately he would just be like, yeah, sure, because he didn't care.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Yeah. But then it started getting out of hand.
Yeah, so we basically, the joke is that in any argument at all, any disagreement in the house, you would just yell, you would make a point, and then you would say, JD, does that math check out? And whatever JD said, that was law.
That was law. It was a great way to end an argument you knew you were losing.
Yeah, because if JD didn't hear it, he would always say yes.
Exactly. So you just got to it was a great way to learn how to do the correct volume in the house.
Yeah.
Just loud enough that he can hear you mumble.
Yeah, because if he was in the room and he thought what you were saying was really dumb, he would absolutely go against you in a second.
Oh, in a heartbeat. But he's not. He's always been the yes and person if he thinks it's funny enough.
Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
With the Krampus argument's probably one of my favorite ones because he definitely went hand in hand with me on some of those points.
Yeah.
But then it got out of hand, obviously.
That was a weird joke.
It was a very weird joke.
It was a weird goof.
Yeah.
But I liked it.
And it made JD laugh, and that's what's important. I think one of my favorite JD moments is from middle school. Whenever he was very stressed out all the time forever.
Yeah.
Someone knocked his books.
I remember JD middle school.
Yeah. He was a lot more stressed. Yeah. And he's a physics
I love that that's the only word that you're describing him as.
Yeah.
Stressed.
Yeah. Someone knocked his books out of his hands in the hallway. He thought it was me. It wasn't, because I'm not an asshole like that. And he literally grabbed me by my shirt and picked me up and put me against lockers and told me never do it again, and then grabbed them and ran back to class. And I was scared.
Yeah, so JD got bullied in middle school for sure.
And those people were dickheads.
Yeah, they are still the worst people, actually, that exist.
Oh, yeah. Some of them got expelled senior year for getting caught in the bathroom smoking weed. Because yep. they're morons yep, and did it the day that they were doing a random drug search.
That did happen, yeah.
That did happen. Oh, man, it feels good. Feels good knowing that. That JD graduated and has a bachelor's degree and those guys are still in Boonville.
Well, he's in Boonville, too.
Yeah, but JD now. JD has a piece of paper that says, look at this.
He has a physics degree.
Oh, look at me. And he's going to go to grad school.
JD's so smart.
JD's so smart. Can we just make this an episode about JD? No, because we actually don't have a shit ton of stories involving JD. They're mostly all the same stories about us joking, and they're very...
I mean, the math checks out is a really just classic one that everyone should know. Classic one.
We have... I have such a wishy-washy feeling about inside jokes.
Yeah.
I like having them... But obviously, don't... I hate when inside jokes are done around people that weren't involved. Like, yeah. If they're... I don't do that anymore. I don't do inside joke stuff around new people. Because if you've ever wanted to alienate a stranger, just start doing inside jokes with your friend. It's the easiest way to do it.
So,
It's just a thing we have. It's also super unsociable to new people.
Yeah, I sort of have, like... an opposite opinion to that, which, like, in person, I'm totally with you, but on the internet, I love doing inside jokes. So I actually have one from yesterday. So a guy that I work with, Kyle.
Oh, I love Kyle.
Great guy.
Salt of the earth.
Anyway, so Kyle was like, they're interviewing people at Schaefer to hire new people, and I saw that they had like a list of interview questions. They had some questions written out and I read them and I was like, these questions are way harder than the questions you guys asked me on my interview. And I said, and he said, yeah, we did that so that, we wouldn't get another one of you hired. And I was like, yep, you got me. But, anyway, so he was like, yeah, I've been trying to think of some, like I want to ask one that's like, you've got 10 tickets lined up for orders and what's the like cliche like short haircut middle-aged woman who wants to talk to the manager, what's her name? Karen
yeah,
like,
exactly.
A Karen walks up.
That's great. And apologies she's, to Karens that aren't like Karens, but you know what we mean.
She's angry because her drink has been waiting for 10 minutes. What do you do? And I said, easy, kill her. And he said, correct, protect the company. So the rest
of I'm just picturing Kyle being like, correct.
Exactly. So the rest of the day, me and Kyle morphed this protect the company joke into this whole thing. Like, we turned it into like a cult, and we have a hand signal for protect the company. It's this. Protect the company. It's just a fist. Yeah. So
no, don't tell it to everybody.
It's
not a fist.
It's not a fist in any form. Anyway, so it's protect the company, and that's just what we say.
You make your hand into a ring, and you take your index finger on the other hand, and you insert it into that ring as a symbolic lock, and you turn it like a key, and then you just repeatedly show how locked it is by showing that you can't get the key out.
Yeah.
That's
so
the symbol.
If you want some bonus points on your – if you have applied to work at Schaefer Coffee Co. in Murray, and you want some pointers on your interview – here's how you get hired. The correct answer to every question is kill them, protect the company.
I love when like interviewers have fun with interview questions. I'm tired of people Googling interview questions because I've had, in my experience, I've had like interviewers be like, all right, I Googled a couple of these. It's like, well, like come up with funny ones. Come up with... like, you got to have, so you got 10, 7 of them are serious, 3 funny ones. One question I always ask people when I was a desk super, I always ask people, if you were a cake, what kind of cake would you be?
Yeah.
That's one I wanted to answer you, because no one ever asked that, but everyone loves desserts.
Yeah, for sure.
My favorite one I ever got was from a girl named Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
Not either of the ones we know, but from a Shelby that's, like, I asked her if she was a cake, what kind of cake she would be. She's like, I'm gonna pull an audible on you. I'd be a coconut cream pie. I was like, oh, nice. Thinking on your feet, and threw me off a little bit. You're hired. Except I didn't say you're hired right there, because that would have been unprofessional. Needless to say, my favorite answer I've ever gotten
Was not a cake.
I had a random question, and she immediately had an audible answer. Those are the kinds of people that I like to hire. She turned out to be a good hire. Like, she was great.
Yeah.
But, like, it's that kind of thing. Have one good interview question, because those are the ones that are going to let you know what kind of person they are.
For sure. Yeah.
Like, you need to know what kind of employee you are. That's important for 70%. But that last 30, I want to know you're not a dickhead.
Yeah, well, for sure, because, like everyone's got that guy they don't like to work with, you know? And if you can avoid having that guy, then your workforce is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the rest of this joke, we were talking about inside jokes.
Oh, yeah.
So at the end of the day, like, Kyle was working on closing, and it was really funny because, like, he put on a rubber glove because he was going to go clean the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to put on a rubber glove, which, by the way, Kyle is so bad at putting on rubber gloves. I don't understand how someone can be so stupid trying
to put on
rubber gloves.
It's because he's so goddamn gangly.
Gangly?
Yeah, you ever seen him? He's lanky and shit. He's got stupid hands.
Yeah, he is.
Does he listen to this?
He is tall. I don't think so.
Cool. Fuck you, Kyle.
Dang. Anyway, so just kidding.
The next time I see him, he's going to be upset with me.
We love Kyle.
I do love Kyle. Yeah,
why we're saying his real name, because we like him.
I will never say anything mean about someone I like on here.
No, we only say mean things about someone we like.
Oh! Shit.
Oh.
Yeah. No, you're right. I will never use the real name of someone I talk shit about.
Yeah, that's what I say, like, to people all the time. If I say something mean to them and they, like, start to get offended, I'm like, oh, listen, I would never say something so rude to you if I didn't like you. Like, that's what you've got to understand. If I'm saying mean things to you, I like you a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that does not mean that we will exclusively say mean things. However.
But, like, a cool 50%.
A cool 50%.
Anyway.
Like, it's a
light. So Kyle couldn't get this stupid glove on. He ripped it. He ripped the rubber glove. And then he had another glove, and he blew it up like a balloon. And then he goes, I wonder if I can put this on my head. And I was like, well, just rip trying to go
Please
on your hand. So
that,
probably not.
Kyle.
Dude, he got that glove on his head, and I laughed so hard.
How far down his head?
I mean, it was just like a hat.
Did he look like a chicken man?
Yeah, he had a mohawk. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was so good. But he, so he did that, and he had the stupid glove on, and then I took a picture of him on Snapchat, and I posted it to my story, and I just put protect the company as the caption. And, like, nobody got that except for Kyle, right?
Well, that's who it was for.
But anyway.
But you put it on your story.
But I put it on my story, so, like, a lot of people saw it, and nobody got it, and nobody laughed, and I was okay with that. Because, dude, I laughed so hard when he put that glove on his head, I cried. I'm not joking. Kyle broke me whenever he got that glove on his head. I laughed so hard.
There was something you said, I think, not yesterday, but maybe the day before that hurt me pretty deeply, that I thought it was so funny. I think Amberly was here.
Yeah.
And you made a joke that just caught me so very off guard.
I don't know.
And I hate bringing it up and not knowing what it was, because there's nothing more annoying. But just, I sat down and it just broke me. I just, I couldn't deal with anything for a good couple of minutes. You showed me a meme the other day that had a dick in it. It's like, it was a different kind of breaking. Brent has definitely, like, rendered me silent by, like, me just not being able to audibly, like,
well, and it was the perfect time to show you that particular meme, because you were on an important phone call.
I was on an important phone call with my brother relating to wedding things, and Brent decided, while Ethan is on this serious phone call with his brother talking about how the wedding is going to go down, I'm going to walk up to him. I'm going to show him this picture of a man eating cereal.
Beans.
My apologies. He was eating a bowl of beans with his dick out.
Yeah, there was no way. That dick was definitely Photoshopped in there.
It
would have been coming out of his nose if it were real.
Maybe he was just taking, like, one of these deals.
Why was his arm down there? No way.
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah. It was really funny.
I was just not in a headspace of like, I'm ready to laugh.
Pat walked away so fast.
I saw it. I looked at it. I didn't even look at Brent. I just shook my head and I turned around.
Yeah, he ran.
Then the phone call ended and I was just like, fuck you.
Yeah, he got really mad. It was
Don't ever show me things like that again.
And I'm going to.
Yeah, I know it's going to happen, but it's still just like, come on.
Anyway, we're not going to post that in the Imgur.
So. No, we are definitely not, but... Some of you might like it, most of you won't.
Yep, not good. Anyway, yeah, so.
I wish I had a fun story with Kyle, but me and Kyle don't hang out. I don't hang out with any of the Maywin boys, and I wish I did.
Yeah.
I got to hang out with McCall a little bit between, like, well, during class because we took breaks.
Yeah.
But that class is really fun because, boy, oh boy, that professor's always just like, yeah, no. World's kind of in a bad place right now. It's kind of not great. Like, 50 years ago, you know, 50 companies own, like, 90% of everything. 50 companies own, like, you know, all of the stuff. Mm-hmm. Now 5 of them do.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, it's weird how that number has decreased exponentially. Yep. And they still own just as much stuff. And then he was like, yeah. And didn't give us a silver lining. He gave us no hope. He just dropped no it hope. And nothing.
He's like, yep, anyway, class.
Yeah. He was very nice to say, like, you are all TV production majors in a country that is leading the world in selling intangible goods.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean by that? And he's like, some countries excel at producing steel. Other countries at electronics. A lot of other countries at producing oil or, you know, goods like food goods. Mm-hmm. We lead the world in entertainment.
For sure.
100%. Like our like digital media stuff ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Time Warner is the number one media company in the world. And I always like to think about, like, since then I've loved to think about the fact that the United States leads the world in selling people shit they can't hold in their hands.
Yeah.
It's super funny.
Yeah.
And he always likes to talk about the Turtle Man. You know Turtle Man. He's a guy from Kentucky that had his own TV show about him catching.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. That dude's from Kentucky. Oh, and yeah.
Of course he's from Kentucky.
He had a show. I forgot. And man. That man.
That awoke a memory that I did not know existed.
Yeah. He likes to bring that guy up as an example because he always likes saying, if the Turtle Man could do it, so can you. Because that guy got into like a big TV business with no knowledge of how to do it.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Oh, he's a huge...
All he knows how to do is catch turtles.
That's why he's a Turtle Man. But yeah, no, that guy got into like a big show with no outside knowledge of like how to get a show to work.
Yeah.
Which bodes well for us because none of us do either.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
I love that teacher and that class is great so far, but he has not given me a lot of hope for the future.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Thinking about how, like, I think I'm in a great major for the way the world is right now, but boy, oh boy, am I not happy about it.
Yeah, it's like a good major, but in a dirty way.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, this doesn't feel good.
This feels bad.
Yeah.
Well, at least we can make the world laugh.
At least we can make them laugh.
The world. The 30 people that download this every week.
Yep. Dude, it has been so humid outside this past week.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of walking outside for a second, rubbing my hands together, and feeling an innate wetness between them.
Yeah. Actually, so this was, I felt kind of bad because, like, there's this girl who came in today, and I thought we were kind of razzing each other, but she kind of backed off after I razzed her. So it was like.
Sounds like you razzed her too hard.
Well, hey, mess with the bull, you get the horns, bud. Hey, don't dish it if you can't take it, all right?
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, we were making some chai tea, like concentrate, and if you've ever smelled chai tea, it's very spicy smelling. Like it's got a lot of spices in it.
That's why I call it spicy.
It's a spiced chai tea.
Nice.
Anyway, so this girl walked in and she goes, "Do I smell pumpkin spice?"
No, you don't.
She said, like, I'm not joking, Pat. She sniffed. She went, and goes, "Is that pumpkin spice?"
Was she excited about it?
She was feral.
Oh, like a crazed animal in a cage.
Yeah, like she needed that spice. So anyway, she and then my coworker was like, no, it's chai tea. She was like, oh, when are you guys gonna get pumpkin spice? She was like, my coworker, who is very blunt, said, hope not for a long time. And she goes, what do you mean? It's time. Fall's in the air. And we were like, no, it's not.
It is still August.
I said, what do you mean? I said, if you walk outside, it still feels like you're swimming. And she goes, have you been outside today? It feels great outside. I said, well, I walked in here, didn't I? I don't live here. And she did not like that.
I say, I think she was being genuine, and you might have sounded like an asshole.
Well, she sounded like an asshole the way she said that to me.
Okay, but okay, now I'm seeing what the situation was. She perceived you as a dick.
It's all right. She still bought a drink, and she's a regular. She's in there all the time. So
oh, who gives a shit? Fine. Who cares?
It's fine.
She brought that upon herself.
I made her drink, and it tasted good, so whatever.
Well, how do you know that?
Because I tasted it.
Oh. Do you taste everyone's drink
before? Yeah, I
you
put give my it to tongue them? In all the drinks before.
I threatened to put my hand in someone's milkshake today.
What?
Yep.
You threatened the customer?
No. I didn't have work. And also, we don't serve milkshakes at Panera.
I didn't know that.
That'd be hilarious if we did. Oh, no, wait. That's why Neil got fired, because he ate all the ice cream or something. No, he ate all the muffins. No, what?
What are you talking about?
Call back to another episode. Guy got fired.
Oh, he ate all of something that you guys don't actually have.
I know, and I could swear you said ice cream.
No.
You said cupcakes.
It was cupcakes. Yep. It was in his car.
Shoot. Yeah, well, never mind. Joke doesn't work.
Yeah, that joke don't work. Oh, that was a weird callback.
Anyways, no, I was hanging out with somebody today, and there was a scene in a show we were watching where they brought out what looked like a harp. And I, like, personally, I don't know the difference between all of the upright stringed instruments. I just know that a harp is generally a large, angled piece of wood that you rest against yourself with a giant curved wooden edge with strings that are different tunes because they're different lengths and, you know, different.
Yeah, yeah, a harp.
A harp. Now, that is different from a lyre, which is
lyre. But
oh, cool. You also pronounce it like that.
That's how it's pronounced.
That's so weird. That's how I pronounced it, and she gave me shit.
Well, she's wrong.
Thank you!
Here's the thing. It's called a lyre because that's where the word lyric came from.
I am going to just, when I see her tomorrow, oh, I'm just going to, oh, yeah.
She didn't pay attention to music history. That's the one thing I remember.
She's going to love this. And then, the guy's like, has a harp. She goes, she looks at me and goes, it's actually a lyre. And I was like, well, lyre is a different shape and smaller most of the time. And she just looks at me and she goes, what'd you call it? I was like, a lyre? She's like, that's not how it's pronounced. And I was like, pretty sure that's how it's pronounced.
That's definitely how it's
She's
pronounced.
She's like, funny. And I was like, what is this attitude I'm detecting here? What is this? She goes, just, you know. I was like, I'll put my hand in your milkshake. I'll do it. She's like, no, you won't. I just immediately reached over and my fingertips touched in it. And she was like, no, stop. And put my hand out. And literally up to almost the knuckle on each finger was covered in like Butterfinger and ice cream. And I was like, don't ever doubt my capability to just dunk my hand in
to say whatever I threaten to do, I will do it. Yeah.
Look, that's because all my threats are manageable.
And,
I can follow through.
And you have little to no shame at any given time.
Oh, yeah. Also, here's the key to always making yourself believable or like you won't – or that you are perhaps a wild card. Make small threats. Don't threaten to kill people. Don't threaten to rob someone. Make minuscule threats.
Man, what is this, an advice podcast? We're giving out so much good advice.
I know.
You guys need to be paying us for this advice.
For reals. Please, give us money. We need it.
Money. We're so
pleased. Anyways, but yeah, like that's the easy way to do it. Like next time you're in someone's house and you need to make a threat, threaten to get all of their forks dirty.
Yeah, just lick all their forks.
Because not only is that such an easy thing to threaten them with, it's super inconvenient for them.
Yeah.
That will cause a huge problem that even if you get a portion of the way started on that, you succeeded.
Yeah.
You succeeded at whatever you threatened to do. Make them small. Threaten to like, you know, lock all their doors whenever you leave their house, or threaten to leave a lot of lights on.
Yeah.
Threaten to touch their food products. Do things that make them uncomfortable, but not so uncomfortable that it's against the law.
You know my favorite thing to threaten people with, and I'm sure I would never do this.
What?
But sometimes whenever somebody's just being a real dick, I like to go, you know what? I'm going to go take a shit on your bed.
I remember that one.
Yeah. I hit people with that. I used to hit that people with that one a lot. I'm going to
take a shit on your bed.
Because, like, dude, if you had a long, hard day, man, and you're just like, you're walking into your room. It's the kind of day where you're taking off your clothes before you even get into your room, man. You know what I mean? You're just like, it is time to lay down. You are, at this point,
I'm done.
You're at the precipice of your bed. You're standing in your underwear. You're ready to get in that bad boy, and you see a steaming pile of poop on your bed. Nothing would anger me more. Nothing
would anger me, and I think that is a thing that would definitely make me collapse to my knees and just put my fist in the air and go, why?
Yeah, just like super villain failure. Yeah, for sure.
The camera pans up and twists away from me.
Yeah. So yeah, that would be a disaster.
Yeah, that would be a disaster. Like, I can't. I like those kinds of just like crazy threats. It's like, I will shit all over your bed.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I had someone the other day come up to me and be like, I'll fuck your uncle. whoa. I've got a dozen of them.
And I don't care.
And also, that's such a weird out of the ballpark threat. Because it's like, I'm so disconnected from that. That doesn't affect my life.
Yeah, like, that's fine.
Like,
go for it.
That's on the same level of if somebody came up to me and said, I'm going to fuck your roommate. I don't care. I don't care, because it means that you're going to be around me more often. And you're threatening me, which means you don't like me. And now you're putting yourself in a situation where I'm going to be in your life more.
Yeah.
That's not a good threat.
Yeah, no, it's not. But you know what is a good threat?
What?
Opening all their cheese bags in the fridge.
And leaving them open.
Leaving them open.
Dude, have you ever left, like, a container of milk open in the fridge? That stuff sours.
I don't think so.
So fast.
I left a thing of milk open outside of the fridge the other day.
It was fine. It was still sweating whenever I texted.
Oh, yeah. No. It wasn't out that long, but.
No.
Still.
So I have a subreddit that I think you'd like a lot. Okay. I've had it pulled up for a little bit now. I couldn't think of a good segue. And I think Cool Threats is an easy way to segue into this one. This one's called Rare Insults.
Ooh.
These are lists of insults that were given to people that I have never heard. And I don't know that I will ever hear them in my real life. But I'm going to read some off today.
I might start using them.
Who knows?
Anything could happen.
Yeah. Here's the first one, which I think is pretty funny. Donald Trump's spirit animal is a bed bug.
I like that. That's funny. That's funny.
Look, I'm not saying that you're worthless. What I am saying is that you are about as useful as... Nope. As Anne Frank's drum kit.
Ooh.
That one I didn't read before I started.
Well, I don't know, though. Like,
do you think she played the fucking drums?
Oh, Anne Frank.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
I was thinking of Helen Keller, and I was like, deaf people can play drums?
They can.
But, yeah, Anne Frank. Yeah, she wouldn't play drums.
She wouldn't play those drums, man. That right there.
Wow. Saying, yeah, that's good.
That's a good one. Yeah. This is a text message conversation. This one is. There's no name to be insulted because it is a conversation that I'm assuming they didn't want to give the name on. But it says blank is next to me. His breath smells like he just gave head to a dumpster.
Oh, that's gross.
I love it. Oh. Also, blank, choke on your dick cheese. So full of yourself that you'd think you would get an award for being able to fuck yourself in the ass.
Oh, my gosh.
People go for throats, brother.
Oh.
What in the world? Looks like James Charles in a dumpster made a baby and shat on it. That's referring to a drawing someone made. Some of these are very bad out of context, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm five and I can and will bench your family. That's not really an insult right there, is it?
I'm five?
It just says, I'm five, I can and will bench your family.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. All of these come with no context. Literally all of them. Your head is so far up your own ass that I doubt King Arthur could even pull it out.
That doesn't make sense either.
That makes a lot of sense because King Arthur pulled the sword out of the stone.
Well, yeah, but that was magic.
This could be magic. Who knows?
I mean, I guess there'd have to be some magic if somebody got their own head in their ass, yeah, like physically.
Oh, this is a note. What in the world is that?
Hey, saying? Let me talk about something real quick.
Is it something funny? Because I haven't been funny for the past 35 minutes.
Let me talk about something, a little pet peeve of mine, okay?
Oh, boy.
You ever looking for something, Pat? You ever like, man, I can't find this thing. Hey, good friend, have you seen this thing that I have lost? Oh, I can't find my red hat. Where have you seen my red hat?
I know the situation, yes.
And then the friend says, hey, buddy, if it were up your ass, you'd know. First of all, that's annoying. Here's the problem with that. Yeah, I would. If it were up my ass, I would know there was something in my ass. I wouldn't know it was my hat, though. Like, what? I haven't had that. I haven't had anything in my ass, really. Like, that doesn't belong there, right?
Right.
But, like, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be able to determine the shape of what was in there if it was. Ugh. It grinds my gears. People say that to me all the time. I'm like, come on. That doesn't make any sense.
That's not an insult. What is that saying?
What?
I don't, like, if it was in your ass, you'd know.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, it's Michael. What's up?
I'm talking about Michael. Michael says that all the time, and I hate it. Because I wouldn't know.
I feel like I would know if something was in my
ass. I would, that's what I'm saying. I would know if there was something, but I wouldn't know that was the thing that I was looking for. And also, I think if there was something in my ass and I knew about it, here's the thing. My first priority wouldn't be finding my red hat. It'd be get whatever's in my ass out of there. Right? Am I crazy?
No.
That makes sense.
You're just so passionate.
I know. It happens all the time. I yell this all the time. Every time it happens, I yell about it.
I know, but it's just so funny that he's still so passionate. Hey, Michael, how are you doing? There we go. That's the Michael inclusion for the episode, guys.
You didn't hear it, but he said his answer to that question was yes.
It was long drawn out, a snap point and a yes.
So, pretty good, I guess.
I think he's doing pretty okay.
Anyway, yeah, Michael was, other people have said that to me for sure, other of my friends, but, like, Michael definitely says that to me every single time when I'm looking for something.
It's just one of those things that it's like, what you're saying isn't helpful to anybody.
Well, and I don't care that it's not helpful, but it's just like, it doesn't make sense. No. You're gonna say something, it's gotta make sense. All right, well, there's my rant for the episode, I guess.
I thought it was a good one. I thought it saved us from a bit that wasn't funny.
Yeah, well, we can start on memes now, my man. We can do some memes
now. We can do some memes. Okay, good, good. Oh, God, I feel so bad about what I was doing for about 10 minutes right there. It felt like forever.
Yeah, no, they were funny, but it just, like, it wasn't doing it, you know?
Well, out of context, they were terrible.
Yeah, for sure, they were bad. Yeah.
This one is, Oh, it's a tweet from David Attenborough or something?
I don't know who that is.
It's a tweet, and the picture has a bunch of, like, fat-looking frogs. And it says, typical, you spend an hour a day stacking toads, and not one of the miserable sods will smile for the camera. Honestly, I don't know why I bother. I don't know if that's a meme or if that's legitimately what he thinks.
But, like, look at those frogs, man. What are those? They look weird. They don't look like frogs.
No, they don't. They literally just look like weird bricks that someone, like, added styrofoam or something to.
Yeah, they look weird.
Here's something that I sent you, but it didn't fully send, so I just sent it again now.
Oh, I haven't seen it then.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, I think it just sent now. Or hopefully it didn't.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
Yep, I'm looking at it.
I'm gonna have you read that one.
All right, so there's a picture of two fists, and they are fist bumping. And on one of the fists, it says, asking her out. And on the other one, it says, killing myself. And below it, it says, not doing it because I'm a coward.
That one popped up on my feed on Reddit. And I was just like, this is perfect for the podcast.
It's pretty funny.
Everyone will love it.
Everyone loves it whenever.
Guaranteed. Yeah. When someone makes a joke like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, this one pertains to the Spider-Man situation. It's a fake article, I think, on the hardtimes.net that's titled Marvel Allowed Weekend and Holiday Visitation with Tom Holland. Because they're like divorced parents.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. The next one right here. Are you coming to the thing on Saturday? Wild horses couldn't stop me. Are you sure about that? And then the next panel is like a shit ton of angry horses. And they say, and like the person says, there's a lot of them. And then a person that says the horses can't stop her replies by saying, haha, I meant to say a single wild horse couldn't stop me. And then a super jacked wild horse shows up in the middle and she goes, actually, I meant that one. And then it cuts down to a really small miniature horse. And the mini horse
with
pulls
a purple mane.
With a purple mane, and it pulls out a knife and says, try me, bitch.
Yeah, that's funny.
That one like is hilarious because I've known a lot of people like that just like back out on shit. It's like, man, nothing'll stop me from doing that, and the event happens, and it's like, but here's the thing though. Like, we used to have a buddy in high school that did that to us a lot. She's like, oh yeah, I'll be there for sure. Hey, bud, it's getting late. Are you sure you're coming to hang out? Oh, sorry, guys. Family thing came up. Gosh, dang it. Love him. Love him to death, and I don't want to say his name, but I love him.
Yep.
I just hated when that happened.
Yep. I don't know who it is.
Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Love you, Mark. Jerk. You suck. You suck for those reasons.
Yeah, but Mark came and visited us in Murray. So.
He did do that, which is more than I can say a lot of our friends have done.
He's a great friend.
He's a great friend.
I love Mark. I love Mark so much.
This next one is like the progression of the meme.
Yeah.
So it's like it starts out with a small brain, then a lit up brain, and then like,
yeah,
you know, the super mental guy. My chronic illness is somehow my fault is the small brain. Chronic illness can happen to anyone because the human body is a fucked up mess, as the enlightened one. And then the God tier is God had to nerf me because I was too powerful.
Yeah.
Which is super funny because I guarantee a lot of people don't look at themselves that way.
Here's the other thing is that, Pat, you just read that meme, and that's kind of annoying because I sent it to you from TimeHop, which means I'm going to have to dig back so far in my pictures to find the actual meme.
Well, can't you just take this one and crop it?
No.
Why not?
Because there's a TimeHop watermark at the bottom, and it's cropped weird already.
I am so sorry.
You're making my life so hard.
I know. I've not made this episode funny either. Next one. Don't know where this came from. Don't know the format. It's a picture of a monkey in a suit holding a phone, and the text on the screen just says, I think I'm falling in love with my pet monkey Marcus. Don't know what that means.
Yeah, he's falling in love with his pet monkey Marcus.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Oh, good. You managed to get a Shrek one in. I was trying to avoid it, but there aren't any more memes in the text chat.
Oh, right there's now. More, and you skipped one that I'm definitely going to be talking about, but I'm glad you decided to read the Shrek one.
Yep. It's a Tumblr conversation set over a picture from Shrek 2. Last night I had this dream where Shrek was turned into a lady ogre, and Fiona was asked if it was cool with her, and she said, yes, I am bi-Shrek-sual, and I woke up crying. That's the last one that I see. That's the last one I see. Go ahead and you do the one.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. All right. There's a couple I want to read. I did send both of these to Pat. But, okay. So, there's a picture of these shoes. And, like, the soles have, they're, like, not normal soles of shoes. They have, so that whenever you walk, they will imprint just looking like a dog walked through. Right?
Oh, why didn't this show up? I'm so sad. Yeah, you do it, though, because I can't.
And it says... There's a comment on, it's just a picture of like an ad in a magazine or something for him. And somebody commented on it and said, I have these, LOL. It's so funny to see my neighbors blame the dogs for shitting on his porch.
I saw that one coming as soon as you said blame the dog.
Yeah. And then I like this one a lot. It's really dumb, but there's a picture of like, I don't know, a demon or something. And it's just like this really cooked image. He looks really edgy and scary, and it just says, yeah, I drink brake fluid, but I can stop anytime.
One, why would you do that?
It's kind of shitposty.
Yep. Oh, there is the tattoo.
Yeah, man, I sent that to you just to make you uncomfortable. That makes me really super uncomfortable.
It's a tattoo of Yoshi and Mario in reverse. So Yoshi's riding Mario and...
Yoshi's wearing Mario's clothes.
And Mario is completely naked.
And also wearing bald and has hair on his stomach and legs.
And is wearing shoes.
Yeah, it's really gross.
It's really unpleasant. I gotta tell you, man, I don't like looking at it. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yep, but we talked about it, so it's going on there.
It's going on there.
Boy. You know, I would get some dumb tattoos, but that, I'd draw the line somewhere before that. That thing is scary.
The dumbest tattoo I think I'd ever get is, I talked to B about this, and I thought about it. A tattoo of Sasquatch. With the phrase, "He believes in you," underneath it.
Yeah.
I still think it's very funny, and no one has thought it was funny. Literally, everyone I've said it to does not think it was funny.
I mean, I think it's funny. I just think the wording needs to be better. I don't know how. I just, like, I don't love the wording.
Do you think if I added the phrase, "You may not believe in him, but he believes in you," do you think that'd make it funnier?
It might be funnier. But honestly, here's the thing, Pat. I think that you wanted to do like a silhouette of him walking. I think it should just be like his head, you know?
Okay. It'd be smaller.
I think it would look better.
I think I'd save money on it then. That'd be good news.
Anyway.
B, hit me up. I've got an idea for a tattoo that you might hate. I also asked B for an idea on a tattoo because I said, what would she charge to get a tattoo of a foot on the bottom of my foot? And she said, "I will never do that. I will never tattoo that on you. That is gross." I was like, "That is not gross. That is hilarious." It's like getting a tattoo of a foot on the bottom of your foot is like getting a tattoo of a hand like on your wrist, or getting an ear behind your ear. It's funny. It's very funny. And I refuse anyone to tell me otherwise.
Yeah, actually, Pat was doing that while he was getting tattooed, and he sent me a text, and I knew that he was definitely just trying to win an argument, but like, I knew what my answer was, too. And he said, "Hey, Brent, would you ever get a tattoo of a foot on your foot?" And I said, "Absolutely. Why not?"
Absolutely. I'm not talking about a big one. It's just like a little like outline of a foot.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, for sure. Why not?
You know, like the logo for the Barefoot Wine.
Yeah.
Just that on the bottom.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Because then you could also get like advertising money.
Yeah, I doubt it. Anyway.
Barefoot, call me.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we can probably wrap it up now, Pat. It's a little short, but I think we're okay.
I think we'll be doing good.
I think we'll be okay.
We just gotta counteract it with being super funny next week.
We say that every week.
Well, I've never said that.
Oh.
I've never made the commitment to be super funny next time.
Oh.
Now, for the viewers, I am.
Well.
Listeners.
You've done it now. Now you've done it.
If I'm not funny next week, you can sue me.
You can't sue me.
You don't sue Brent.
Yeah, not me.
No, it's funny because I have nothing.
I have nothing. You can't take anything.
They'll get nothing. They'll pay for a lawyer. I won't.
And then you'll go to jail. So.
No, I won't. All my jokes are original.
Yeah, but they sued you.
Yeah, but like.
And you don't have any money. So you'd go to jail.
Yeah, but I'd be funny in jail.
What would be your nickname in jail?
You know, as much as we make the joke about what our nickname in jail would be, I don't have like a serious nickname.
It's because you don't get to pick.
No, I don't get to pick. But they would call me Big Freezy.
Why?
Big Freezy, because I'd constantly complain about like, "Oh man, sure is cold in here."
All right.
And also I'd get tall. When I get into prison, I'd be taller.
They'd call me Dumbbell.
Why would they call you Dumbbell?
Because I go to the gym, but I only use dumbbells. But I never use bigger ones. I just use the same ones.
So, like, what are we talking, like 25-pounders?
About 20 pounds. Yeah.
20 pounds. That's not bad. Nice.
Yeah, about 20 pounds. And I would just do all my workouts with dumbbells, and they call me Dumbbell.
Rad.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't ever want to go to jail. It sounds terrifying.
They call me Tacos California because...
They call me Burritos Colorado.
Yeah, because every time they have tacos, like, for lunch in prison...
You sing Danny California by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, that's why. That's it.
This is like, "All right, guys, Mexican night, California."
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah. Of Tacos California.
In reality, that's a reference to a Mexican restaurant in town that has just like great names for a lot of their items.
Well, those, we actually said those were like our professional wrestler names.
Oh, yeah.
But names in prison work too.
What anyway. Professional wrestler hasn't been to prison? Name me one.
None of them.
They've he
all,
can't.
They've all, yeah. they've all been
can't
there.
Do it. They've all been there. How do you think they're so good at acting?
What? Anyway, I'm going to move past that one because that did not make sense to me. All right. Thank you guys for listening. gosh, Pat. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to thank the good people for listening, and you're just going to hack all over it? Disgusting. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Anyway, thank you for listening. So, my apologies for Pat's coughing. He will never apologize, but I will on his behalf.
Nope, never going to do it. I won't apologize for sneezes, cough, or vomit.
What about fart?
I'll always apologize for farts. those are unnecessary, yeah. And they smell bad.
Unacceptable. Anyway.
Unacceptable. If you fart, you're instantly a liar. Those things go in tandem.
Anyway. Also a special thank you to Mike White and As Good As It Gets for the use of our theme song called Living Room.
Off you have
of
a theme song?
Yeah. It's called Living Room. It's
off of, yeah. Whoa.
It's off of their album, As Good As It Gets album, and their album is called Something Old, Something New. Very good. Very fun. Listen to it.
Please?
Yes. And what is the fact about Mike White this week?
Mike White was actually part of Attila the Hun's army. He was Attila the Hun's horse.
Oh, he was a horse.
Yeah. Mike White is immortal, so he's been a lot of places.
Wow.
But he was at one point, during the invasion of China, a horse.
He was the horse.
I hope he doesn't know any of these things.
He's going to be on the podcast, like, at some point.
At some point.
And then, we're definitely going to have to tell him. And then, like, the
big... Well, I'm going to have to go... The worst part is I got to go back and list all of these things and ask him if he's done these things.
Here's the thing. Yeah, that'll be a fun bit. Good call.
Mike, so, were you, at one point, the record holder for longest male eyelashes?
Yeah, he was.
Whoa!
Yeah. So, anyway.
He's Tom Guinness from the Guinness Book of World Records. Oh, he's God. Tom Guinness. He's
His first Tommy name is Guinness. Mike! His first name is Mike!
Yeah, but back then he was Tommy Guinness.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, that was his horse name, I guess. Tom Guinness, whatever.
Yeah, I remember that Attila the Hun called his horse Tommy Guinness.
And he had really long eyelashes as a horse.
Not at the same time.
What?
He's a Renaissance man.
Whatever. Slash just horse. This is Idiot Sandwich. Thanks for listening. Give us a good review or something. I don't know. We don't deserve it. Just do whatever you want. I don't care.
Order another Idiot Sandwich, everybody.
And I'll read my thoughts out loud.